What was it like for yourself when you were growing up to first get into electricity?
It was amazing, man. It really was. Well, it's and not too much. I mean, it would about like well, I guess it would be like what kind of car do you have?
That's a Chevy.
Well, like you may be getting a Lincoln Continental or something like that. That's the best way I know how to describe it. It was just that much. I mean, there was just so much, you know, it was just so, everything was so easy and everything. Uh-huh. And we had it so hard. I mean, we had everything that we needed and wanted. Mm-hmm. I mean, that we needed, but we didn't have conveniences. Mm-hmm. And it was really amazing to have that bathroom and that sink and that electricity and that freezer and it was just really amazing. Wow. It really was. Of course, you can't remember that.
No.
Billy can't either, but he can't. It's really amazing that the change that it really makes.
Yeah.
To not have to run to the back door and throw your dishwater out and you put it in a slop bucket. A lot of times we put it in a slop bucket. We'd have to have water in there with all that food. Mm-hmm. We'd always have a lot of food, you know, left over. But now you don't throw away food, but back then we did. We threw away a lot of food. We'd have that slop bucket full in a day.
Yeah.
With that water that we put in that, we did, you know, for the hogs. And then with the corn, we raised our own corn. We had plenty of things to feed them, but we didn't always have a lot of them at the time, you know, because it didn't take a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to for our own use is all we ever raised. We never have a lot, but
those were the good days, huh?
They were really the good days. You didn't have to go to the store and pay. Oh, goodness, of course, I don't buy pork now, but I get so hungry for pork, I don't know what to do. I can't eat pork, and I just get so hungry for it. I have a pork chop in here, and I bought three about a month and a half ago, and I ate two of them, and I still have one in there. I'm just buying because I can't eat eggs. I have high cholesterol. I can't have eggs. Cab bacon.
Oh, yeah. Saving that pork chop for rainy day.
I do occasionally I snitch.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not supposed to, but it just that little bit, it doesn't. I can't have two eggs a week, but I feel like I get that in my food that I eat, in my pastries and things like that.
What would you call that thing that makes all the light in the lamp? Thing that you screw in there and unscrew it, it burns out.
Well, the wick. The wick. But the other thing that the wick was in, I don't know what that was called. It's just the base and then this thing and the wick, it was just a little thing that not quite that wide. And then they would be about this long. And put them up through that little metal thing and then start screwing and then you could run it up. You'd always have to trim it because it would be fuzzy on the end.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll tell you what, they were just exactly like. If you've ever seen, do you know what the National Guard men or the Army men and everything have their name plates on?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little piece, looks like white tape.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, that's what the wicks for the lamps that we used to use, because Billy's in the National Guard, and I used to have to put his name plate. It's always on one of those pieces of white thing. Well, now, that's exactly like a lamp wick.
How about if this electrical lamp?